At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I am equally shocked right now as I was when a few months ago Kevin Ryder walked through those doors and said he was coming back to K-Rock. That's something that we never thought would happen. Omar and I had side bets. Every couple of months we'd say, man, I wonder if this is when they get Kevin and Bean back here or Kevin Ryder comes back. And Omar said, not going to happen. No way, no how. And just proof that Omar's always wrong. Right? Right, Omar?
Well, yeah, he's back, but he's not like, you know, it's like, what, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, he's back at 9:21 in the morning on a Wednesday. What's wrong with that? That's not good enough.
Shut up, Omar.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
He's at least here. You're snacking right there.
All right, you're so checked out.
Kevin Ryder is back on K-Rock in the afternoons. People are thrilled you're back, obviously. How's it been going?
Well, it's been going well.
You're happy to be back?
Yeah. I'm happy to be back. Yeah, it's great. It's kind of my home.
That's actually one of the first questions on the lie detector test.
Oh, I wish I knew.
But don't worry, we haven't turned it on yet. We got to get John in here. John is our polygraph examiner, and you're very nice to offer to come in here and do this, because not that you've ever been dishonest. I would imagine most everything you've ever done and said on K-Rock is 100% authentic to you.
No way. No.
Oh, it's not.
Of course not.
No, he said this. This is true, right?
I like penis.
Thoughts? I mean, I did say that, and that was true.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we don't
need a lie detector guy.
I'll just tell you.
Are you happy that we have joined a group chat with you and not contributed to the group chat at all?
Kevin, one time, and then no one else.
Yeah, one time, which I feel like
is a properly run group chat.
Yeah, it's really good. Yes, because we were all complaining about group chats and how much we hate them. Yes.
And then now everyone's afraid to comment on the group chat.
Because everybody replies all, and it's like, stop it. I don't need to have 17 messages.
Kevin Ryder agreed begrudgingly to set up the group chat, but he did give us all the disclaimer. He doesn't like them, and none of us like them, but he likes them the least, and so all of us are terrified to write
to it. I know,
and
then Megan sent one thing, and I was like, but I don't
we've
know what to do.
We've started a side group chat that you're not in.
Can I say thank you for asking all of the questions at our meeting?
Yes.
You're that guy.
Oh my God, yes, right?
I'm not the guy that asks
questions. You're the guy!
He always says, that I want to make these longer by asking a question, but...
By the way, then
proceeds to ramble on with the question.
If you asked one more, I was going to yell. I was ready to yell. I was like, shut up, Brian!
Omar, back me up here. Have I ever asked a question in a meeting ever?
Absolutely have.
Yes,
100%. I've been there. Yes, for sure.
Wait, are you saying you didn't?
No, that meeting I did ask more than I should have. Yes, that was a meeting about us getting paid finally, getting some money around here. That matters. The other meetings where it's like...
Or sometimes the boss will go to you, hey, Klein, you have any closing words? If it was me, I'd be like, nope, let's move on. But you go ahead on a diatribe about whatever topic they're talking about.
Not a diatribe.
Hey, man, scroll and start doing a speech.
Oh, shut up, Jerry. It's not about me today. It's about Kevin Ryder, guys. The legend, all right? He's here. Technically, it's not a lie detector day because we usually do those on Fridays. We're trying to come up with a bit that works. We haven't come up with one yet. They claim this is the closest we've come to a bit that works. You're a Hall of Famer. Do you think that this bit has any chance to work?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, good.
It seems good.
Yeah.
Just wait.
That's most things.
Your lie detector guy is fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Hey, John, how are you doing? Get close to that microphone. Yellow, hey, John, how you doing?
Already.
Are you happy to be back here?
I'm happy.
Yeah. Now, Kevin,
I walked in and I said, hey, are you the lie detector guy? And he goes,
Yeah,
that's his energy level at all times. And is it because you're over this? Because you've talked to, like, you know, more exciting people like murderers and stuff? Is this boring to you?
No, I'm happy.
Okay. This is him happy.
This is you at a 10, John?
All good.
Okay. We can't see your head shake. Yeah. You're going to have to say something.
I think he gets a little tongue-tied here because last time you told us you have a crush on Allie. You're sexually attracted to Allie?
No change.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great. Well,
right. I think that's what he meant about my weight.
Here's how we're going to work this. We've got 12 questions here for you, Kevin Ryder. Right. They have been submitted by everyone who works at K-Rock, including a lot of listeners.
That scares me.
You can veto any question you choose. Only get one veto out of the group of 12. The rest of them you will answer honestly, and then we'll find out if you lied or not.
If I lie all the time, you won't be able to tell if I'm lying. So I'll just lie on every question.
John, is that true?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So somebody who's a compulsive liar, you
Can
would
you
be
give
able
us to... less input? I want to know if that's the truth or not. Like, if I lie on every question, how would you be able to tell the difference?
I already have baselines on you for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, he already was setting it up. Oh, what a sneaky bastard.
Yeah, this guy's good at what he does, huh? Wow. All right, well, let's get to the theme song. And are you nervous about... Is there any secrets, Kevin, before we start the questions that you're nervous that maybe would come out during this?
Not that I can specify, but of course there's 1,000 things that I'm worried about. When it comes up, I'll go, oh, no.
Like if there's questions about relationships with Bean or with...
No, I'm not worried about that.
You're not worried about that. Okay. All right, what about things
Omar.
Things that have happened in champagne rooms in Vegas?
Nope.
Not worried about that?
Not talking about that.
Well...
We're vetoing before we even start.
We're just riffing right now.
Right, so that's a freebie.
We're just
that doesn't count against me.
All right, it's time for Lie Day Friday.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Why is it lie after lie after lie?
The only thing I know for sure is you're a goddamn liar.
It's a lie.
You're a parasite of lies, and I am your worst enemy.
Lie Day Friday.
Lie Day Friday.
Wednesday.
Don't be fooled by the day of the week. We're still doing Lie Day Friday around here. John, if you have to ask Kevin any questions to figure out exactly what his baseline is, you can do that now. Now's your time to shine, buddy.
Are you in California?
No.
All done.
He got you. He lied. You lied, and he still got you. So now he knows.
You say it so confidently,
right? But if I lie every time, I'm saying you won't notice the difference. Isn't the difference what you're looking for?
We can see it.
Okay.
Question number one.
So wordy.
He will give us the answers at the end. Once we make the listeners sit through probably a Chili Pepper song. Okay. Then we'll come back.
Of course, it'll be a Chili Pepper song.
Did you come back to K-Rock because you love it here, or was it a cash grab?
Can I say both?
I guess.
I do love it here.
Whatever the truth is.
I do love it here, and I feel like this is where I belong. And I always have sort of felt that way.
Mm-hmm. And you like the money.
Sure.
But
I'm not against money. I'm not doing it for
I thought
free.
These were supposed to be yes or no questions.
Well, John says we can go away from the yes or no. Right, John?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Oh, nice.
See, he can't, but we can. Okay. Question number two.
That's a great point, Klein. I think maybe John only answers in yes or no.
Yeah, he's been doing lie detector for so long.
For so long.
And he brings so much energy to yes or no.
What's your favorite food, John? Is it pasta?
Pasta.
Okay. He just repeated what you said.
Question number two.
This is the shakiest lie detector guy I've ever met.
What percentage accurate is this? 99.99 or something?
It's medical equipment reading what his body is doing. That part is 100%.
Wow.
Okay, 100%.
Seems like he hates me.
That's the vibe he gives.
Yeah.
Do you think you deserve to be in the Radio Hall of Fame?
No, it's odd to me. That's the ultimate, what do you call it when you don't feel like you
imposter
should be?
Imposter syndrome?
Yes, imposter syndrome. That is the worst imposter syndrome there is.
Mm-hmm. Really? You're the guy that said this.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That happened.
That's Hall of Fame material, man.
That happened, and I didn't even notice it. Everybody else was like, what are you talking about red? I said, what are you talking about?
It's confusing. It's right in the name. Question, by the way, John has not cracked a smile. We are listening to great audio here, and John, no smile.
Nothing.
Crack. Question three, Kevin Ryder's in here Lie Day Friday on a Wednesday. He's agreed to come on the lie detector test to answer all of your questions. What band is your least favorite that we play on K-Rock?
What band is my least favorite? Wow. I can't say. It depends because you have to take into account the overplay that we have to do behind the scenes. Like, we play Red Hot Chili Peppers way more than you who complain about it.
Right. And if you listened to it on a regular basis just as a fan, it would be a lot different than if you had to listen to it every hour on the hour at the same 5 songs.
I would say this is not going to be a popular answer. System of a Down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Just don't like them?
Let's cue that up.
I don't.
All right. Writing that down. Question four. Kevin Ryder's here. While at Vegas at a strip club, did you ever get any action in the champagne room?
No. Wait, what is action? Define action. Clarify that.
Let's have John define action.
John, define action. You seem like a man of action.
Sexual activity.
Sexual activity.
You say no?
No.
I'm writing down no.
Wait, in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Fuck, man, we shouldn't have clarified it. We got a question five. Kevin Ryder is almost halfway through the lie detector test. It's a lie day Friday and a Wednesday with a Radio Hall of Famer. He's back on K-Rock every afternoon. I'm sure you know because we played a jingle a lot. More than the Chili Peppers. The only song we play more than the Chili Peppers is the Kevin Ryder's back jingle. Who is the worst celebrity you've ever met or interviewed?
The worst celebrity I've ever met or interviewed. If that's a weird question because I... Can you start the bet again? That sounds weird. That's a weird question because I love terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
I love bad interviews. I love weirdos.
Remember when you threw Screech out of the studio and then
he
died?
Oh, yeah, he sucked, yeah.
And then he died?
Yeah.
You feel bad about that?
It.
Or?
No, he deserved it. He had that coming. He's one of two people that we threw out of the studio in 30 years.
Who was the other one? The
spokesman for Scientology.
Oh, damn.
And you threw Screech out and then he died, I think that day, right?
I think it was that day, yeah.
Was it?
No.
Oh, I was like, wow, that's messed up.
So is Screech the worst celebrity you've ever met or interviewed?
Yeah, he was terrible.
Screech.
Yeah, sure.
Dustin Diamond.
Why was he terrible? Just out of curiosity.
He and a friend came in, and for some reason we said okay on the friend, and they were just sitting next to each other, like making each other laugh with little sound effects. And the other guy was dying laughing, and we were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So we threw out his friend, and then he just kept going. And it's one of the two times we're on the air in the middle of the interview. Instead of starting a commercial, we said, we're done, get up, and go.
Yeah, because he's just marching to his own. He's just like, I'm going to do my own thing.
Right.
He's so disrespectful.
If you don't want to be here,
don't
be
come.
Here. Right.
Question
start
seven.
Start the music again.
Excuse me. If you had to assign a diagnosis to Bean, what would it be?
He has Asperger's.
All right.
It's a form of autism where he can't tell... what the receiving person feels.
Mm-hmm. Like, and he'll never admit it.
He misses all social cues.
You're right.
Yeah.
We gave him a test. He was good, 99%. He was like, I don't have it.
Really? He still thinks he doesn't?
I don't know. He says he doesn't think he does.
John, you got the Asperger's?
Yes.
We're flipping the questions on you, John.
Question
what
seven.
Do you say?
Do you wish you were sleeping right now instead of sitting here on this much less successful morning show?
No, I'm actually having fun.
Oh,
right, that's going to be a lie.
You're not an expert, Klein. He's telling
the
truth.
Question eight. Are you ever jealous of the careers that you've helped launch over the years, like Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla, or wedding DJ Omar Khan?
Could not be happier. Couldn't be happier for those guys.
So there's no jealousy.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not even about Omar's wedding?
I'm sort
DJ?
Of proud of them.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that they went on to do big things. I don't think Omar is still doing DJing, is he?
I am. Oh, yeah. I DJed your wedding.
You
dude.
Did. You're right. You DJed my wedding.
Yep.
My bad.
Yep.
His career already died. Though. Yeah,
if Jake went on to start hosting a late night show,
I'd be so pissed.
I would be suicidal.
And every time they spoke on camera, I'd be like, "You thank me, goddammit!"
Yeah. I would be so mad every day. Okay, moving on. Question number. Now we're almost done. Kevin Ryder's here. You have a nickname for your penis. Apparently, Thicky, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up.
is your penis actually thick, or is it one of those clever nicknames, like a bouncer named Tiny?
It's a clever nickname.
It's not actually
Yeah, it's not
thick.
Really. Okay. No.
Not thick.
I always found it hilarious.
You still, reminder, you can veto any of these questions.
Oh, right. You
vetoed none of these.
Wow.
Question 10.
Totally forgot that.
What do you really think of the bosses here at K-Rock?
I like most of them.
Name one you hate.
Yeah, they keep firing all the other ones. I mean, there's not that many left.
Can I say his name?
Sure.
Jeff Fetterman.
Okay. We call him Chocolate Factory around here.
Chocolate Factory.
Why Chocolate Factory?
That's his nickname.
Because one time he sent us a really weird TikTok of a grandma peeking out from behind a tree saying this. Do you have it, Omar?
Welcome to the Chocolate Factory.
He just sent us that out of context. And we were like, who
We didn't know if we should go to
this?
HR just play it on the air.
Yeah,
on the air.
It was so weird, man. And very inappropriate.
Yeah, and we were like, should we? And nobody responded.
Two questions left. You're doing great so far.
Thank you. You don't know.
Is this current bit any good, according to you? You're a radio
This
Hall
current
of
bit?
Yeah, this current
well,
bit.
Well, the music died. Okay. It's really bugging me. I don't know why that keeps... What do you have, like a 12-second music bed?
Usually that's all we get between the songs.
Unbelievable. What was the question?
Is this current bit any good?
I hope.
All right. In your opinion as a radio professional, if someone's listening now, is this bit good?
I would hope so, yeah.
Okay. Final
You're
question.
Talking your way around the answer there, Kevin.
Need a yes or no.
I think you're thinking.
Shut up, Ali.
That is correct. Shut up, Ali. You're right.
Thank you. Goddamn.
Finally, this is the last question, and this one came through the most. And there's a lot of questions here about relationships with Ralph and the drama. If you could save Jimmy or Adam from a ship going down, who would you save? But let's not do any of that. Here's the last question. Do you secretly hope Klein Alley Show crashes and burns so that you can come back to save K-Rock Mornings and have a dramatic conclusion to your radio career?
I do not. I do not want to ever be on your schedule again. Your schedule sucks.
No. That is true.
Even with the summer hours.
You guys have to get up. Yeah, so what's summer hours? I never got summer hours. What's up with that?
So now we got to play one song while he tabulates the answers. How do you feel you did?
I mean, I feel like I did pretty well. But I don't know. John next to me's got a lot of negative energy.
John, so. Did you detect any lies in this?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He did.
So can't does wait. That make you nervous?
I can't wait. A little.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah.
about Thicky.
Is it? John, the Thicky thing was told.
John,
yes.
Was it about Thicky?
Near.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What did he say?
I think he said near.
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 Oh, near.
I've changed up the music in honor of you being here right now. So let's give you some System of a Down. Kevin Ryder is in the K-Rock studios. We got the exciting conclusion of the Lie Day Friday on a Wednesday. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all these questions, but everyone knows the results is the best part. So we'll figure out what he told the truth about, what he lied about. And that is all next on K-Rock.